Using Windows Help. Most applications, including WindowEyes, provide their manuals in a Windows Help format. Windows Help is an easy way to navigate information, especially manuals. I'm going to show how you can navigate Windows Help using the WindowEyes Help manual. The Help manual can be brought up a few ways. We could go to the Start menu under the WindowEyes Program Group, we could just type the file name at the Run dialog, or we could bring it up from the WindowEyes Help menu. The Help menu is the easiest, so let's do it that way. As normal, I'm sitting at the desktop with only WindowEyes running, so let's bring up WindowEyes with Control Backslash.
WindowEyes.
Alt-H for Help.
H. WindowEyes Manual W.
And it's the first option in the Help menu, so I'm going to go ahead and hit Enter.
Menu closed. WindowEyes 7.0 Manual. Press F6 for instructions. 1 of 33. Preview. Depth 1.
So inside Windows Help, it just launched the standard Windows Help application, but it brought in this case, the WindowEyes manual, or the text of that. It's sort of like saying I launched Word, but I brought in the text manual of WindowEyes into Word's document area, where here we brought up the standard Windows Help application with the WindowEyes manual itself. So on the left of this application is what's called a tree view, and you heard WindowEyes say that I was in a tree view. This allows me to navigate through the different sections of the WindowEyes manual. Let me just hit down arrow here.
Contact information, 2 of 33.
Contact information, again.
End user license agreement, 3 of 33.
Down again.
1 introducing WindowEyes.
Down again.
4 of 33.
Oops. Down again.
2 installing WindowEyes. Closed, 5 of 33.
So notice it said 2 installing WindowEyes. So that's section 2 and it's closed. Now if I'm going down, I'm just going between the different sections and eventually the appendices within WindowEyes. But if I want to open it up and I want to look at a specific section in section 2, I have to open this up because it said it was closed. Well, any tree view, you can use left and right to left closes, right opens. So let me hit the right arrow key.
2 installing WindowEyes. Expanded. 5 of 33. 7 items.
So there are 7 sub-items in Section 2. Let me down arrow now that it's opened. Instead of going right to Section 3, we're going to go to the first section in 2. Let me down arrow one time.
2.1 April about synthesizers.
Down
one
again.
2.2 quick install. 2 of 7.
So it just keeps reading me that index. And again, if I want to go back up to the top of Section 2, I can hit left arrow one time.
2 installing WindowEyes. Expanded. 5 of 33. 7 items. Depth 1.
So notice it's expanded now. So let's say now it wasn't section 2 that I wanted. So I want to just close that. I can do left arrow.
2 installing WindowEyes. Closed. 5 of 33.
Now let me down arrow one time.
3 an overview of WindowEyes. Closed.
Ah, that's the one I want. Let's hit right arrow to open that.
3 an overview of WindowEyes. Expanded. 6 of 33. 5 items.
Let me hit down arrow to go into the first 3.1 section.
3.1 where is WindowEyes? 1 of 5. Depth 2.
Let me hit enter on that. Now, what's happening here is that what's a little bit different is that as you're navigating around this tree view, nothing else is changing. I'm only navigating in the tree view. On the right side of this window, or actually probably the three-fourths or even a little bit more than that of this window, typically has the contents of what I've selected on the left in the tree view. But the only way that it will actually update the contents on the right is after I get to the item that I want, I hit enter. Windows Help decided to not automatically update the content on the right because it can be a time-consuming task to do that as you're arrowing quickly around through your tree view. And it might make your tree view very sluggish to do that. So the way that they do it is instead of automatically updating as you're changing from node to node or section to section, in our case in the manual, is they're waiting for us to find what we want. And when we find what we want, when we hit enter, and let me do that now.
3.1, where is WindowEyes? 1 of 5.
Okay, it didn't actually do anything as far as what you might think from speech. All it did was reread the current tree view item that I'm sitting on, but it did actually update the contents on the right. But focus is still in my tree view, which is on the left. So the only way that, now a sighted user doesn't care, they're just going to be using the mouse anyway, and they're going to go click on the tree view on the left, and they're going to read the contents on the right. Now what we need to do with speech and from the keyboard is we actually need to put focus over there to the right in the section that contains the content of the text that we want. So remember, we hit enter on section 3.1, where is WindowEyes? Now, if I want to actually read the contents of that section, I can hit F6. F6 is a very common Microsoft Windows command that typically takes you from pane to pane. You know how tab will take you from control to control? Well, a pane is kind of a collection of controls, maybe, or maybe one control itself. And it will take you between those panes. So let me hit F6.
Four links. Navigation link 3 and overview of Windows 3.1. Where is Windows? Link previous page, link return to chapter overview, link next page. The location of both Windows program files and the Windows active user profile directory can be different depending on which operating system you are using. All supported versions of Windows use the program files directory.
I'm going to silence that with the tap of the control key. But now what's happening is, again, Windows Help doesn't give us a cursor to navigate around, very similar to loading a web page. In fact, it's using the same basically the same engine that Internet Explorer would use to render web content. The help is basically web content, and it's using Internet Explorer kind of in the background to help display this text, but there is no cursor. So Windows automatically kicks back into its browse mode. So everything that we taught you in using Internet Explorer with Windows in browse mode is still relevant here. So I can do my speak summary with Control-Shift-S.
Line 1 of 62, 4 links, 12 paragraphs, 3 anchors.
Gives me all of that. I can do my insert tab to pop up the page navigation, insert E for element properties if I'm interested, however I want to be able to navigate around this particular web page. I can also use tab to go between the links. But I can do Control-Shift-R to do my read to end or whatever I want to do to be able to read this. But the content of this is only going to be the section that I've selected on the left in my tree view. Now, if I want to go back to my tree view to select something else, I can hit F6. Let me hit that.
3.1, where is Windows? 1 of 5. Step 2.
Now, let me down arrow from there.
3.2, the Windows voice control panel. 2 of 5.
Now, what do you think if I hit F6? Let me just hit F6 to go over there. It didn't actually say anything, and the reason it didn't say anything is because it just took me to the web content, took me to the last line I was sitting on for section 3.1. Remember, I didn't hit enter when I down arrowed to section 3.2. I just down arrowed, hit F6. Well, the content on the right doesn't auto update. And so it put me exactly where I was previously when I F6'd out of this content. And in fact, I could start down arrowing from here.
Navigation.
And continue on reading.
Link 3 and overview of Windows.
I can start continue on reading through this page. But let me actually F6 back to the tree view.
3.2, the Windows voice control panel. 2 of 5. Step 2.
This time, let me hit enter to actually load this page.
3.2, the Windows voice control panel.
Now F6 over.
9 links. Navigation link 3 and overview of Windows 3.2, the Windows voice control panel. Visited link previous page, link return to chapter overview, link next page, a brief.
And I'm going to silence that with the control key. And there are links within these things because it'll say discussion in section 5.4, it says here. Well, 5.4 is a link. If I hit enter, boom, it would automatically update the content and go to that. Let's just see that. If I hit tab.
Link 3 and overview of Windows.
Tab again.
Visited link previous page.
Tab again.
Link return to chapter overview.
Tab again.
Link next page.
Link next page. Every page is going to start with these where it had previous page and next page. These are good if you just want to go sequentially through this. So if I were to hit enter here, it would take me to section 3.3. And section 3.3 will have a next page, and it will take me to 3.4 and on and on. But let me tab one more time.
Link section 5.4.
Okay, so this was just the link section 5.4. I know I'm not giving you any context to this, but if you were actually reading this text, you would have heard blah, 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 discussed in section 5.4, may blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe you wanted to jump to 5.4. So now that I'm on this link, just as if I were on a web page, I'll hit enter.
7 links. Navigation link 5 globally speaking 5.4. The rest of the global menu link previous page link return to chapter over.
So notice it's, I silenced that. Notice it said 5.4, the rest of the global menu, and it said the same links before, previous page and next page, where you could just go on and read it that way if you want to deal with it. A great way to be able to read through the manual. You still have the text file, but once you understand and can feel comfortable with the help format, you'll find most applications, that's how they supply their help, is in a help format only. And so you really need to know how to navigate the Windows Help. Now there's one more feature that I'd like to show you in Windows Help. And let me F6 back to the tree view.
5.4, the rest of the global menu. 4 of 4, step 2.
Even though I'm in this tree view, there's actually three nodes of this tree view. There's the contents, which is what I'm in now, just allows me to go through the contents of this help. There's an index, which basically just kind of sorts a lot of the keywords, which I'm not going to talk about. And there's search, which allows me to actually search for something. Alt-C is the shortcut for contents. Alt-I is the shortcut for index. And Alt-S is the shortcut for search. So I'm going to hit Alt-S.
S, 0, of 2, combo, edit box.
Okay, now it put me in a combo edit box that allows me to type some text that I want to search for. Remember one of our sections we talked about the bypass hotkey. Well, if you wanted more information about that, let's try searching for something. And the search is pretty similar that you would expect in Google. You can put things in quotes, which means they must exact match. Or if you just put multiple words, then as long as those words are in the the content, then it will find them. It doesn't have to be exactly together. But let me type in the word bypass.
B-Y-P-A-S-S.
Enter.
Windows 7.0 manual. Bypass. 0 of 2. Compo. Edit box.
Now let me tab off of this. Windows didn't make this the most accessible application, but you can deal with it if you put your mind to it here. So I typed in bypass and automatically found several pages that match or have the word bypass in them. So let me tab off of this combo edit.
Button.
Let's skip this button, which is unlabeled.
List topics. L. Button.
Let's tab again.
Display. D. Button.
Tab one more time.
Select topic. T. No selected item. List view.
Okay, now here again, if I said no selected item, but let me just down arrow.
8.12, the bypass hotkey. Location. Windows 7.0 manual. Rank. 1. 1 of 10.
So that actually selected the first item. It had the items here, but for whatever reason, when you tab to it, it didn't have it selected. If I were to down arrow again.
19.16, more navigation options. Location. Windows 7.0 manual. Rank. 2.
So it's giving it a... Sorry, it's giving it a ranking as I go down. It found 10 items, actually, and it's ranking them from 1 to 10 on the best guess that it thinks that it really found. Well, I'm going to go back up to rank 1, which was the first item. Let me up arrow again.
8.12, the bypass hotkey. Location, Windows 7.0 manual. Rank, 1. 1 of 10.
I'm going to hit enter on this because this is just like the tree view, only meaning as I'm arrowing up and down through this, I can see what section I'm in, but it doesn't update the content on the right half. Let me hit enter to update the content to section 8.12.
Four links. Arrow. 8.1.
I'm going to silence that and hit F6 to go over there. And in this case, because there's highlighted text that it selected all the words with bypass, it actually doesn't automatically read the web page to you. But if you do Control-Shift-R, it will start reading the content.
Top navigation link cadence reducing Windows hotkeys 8.12, the bypass hotkey link previous page link return to chapter overview link next page. If you want to assign to Windows a combination keystroke that your application program uses, you can do so without causing
And I'm going to hit
conflict.
Escape to abort you that. But that's how easy it is to actually search for content. So again, if you don't know where it is in the manual, just do some key searches for it. Go down to the list that it thinks it found it in. Find a section that you think is appropriate for what you were looking for. In most cases, it's going to be pretty close to the top if it found it at all. And then hit enter, remember to update the content on the right, and then F6 over to it. And then typically, if you're doing a search, you're going to have to start the reading of that web page manually with the Control-Shift-R, or of course, just down arrow line by line, however you see fit. Now, if I F6 back, I'm going to be back into my search.
Bypass, 0 of 2, combo. Edit box.
Now, unfortunately, when I F6 back over, it put me back up at the combo box. It didn't leave me in my list view down there of all the selected items, or rather the items that it found based on my search criteria. Now, so to get back there and go find another section, if this wasn't the one I wanted, I would have to continue to tab back down to the list view and then arrow down to the next item. Again, I think Microsoft could work a little bit on this, or we could actually create a script to get around some of these limitations, and we might do that at some point. But you can see that it's relatively simple once you understand the little quirks that Windows Help gives you to be able to do this. If I want to go back to the contents again, I could just do Alt-C.
C, 8.12, the bypass hotkey, 12 of 24, preview, depth 2.
And that puts me right back into the bypass option 8.12, the bypass section of section 8, just puts me right back where I was in context of my entire manual. So if you want to do a search and find where that is in context of the manual, you could just go back to the context menu and whatever item is you last showed on the right will then be selected on the left in the tree view. So between the contents and the search, hopefully that will get you through being able to find different sections of the WindowEyes manual, or you can just keep going next and next and next by using the next link button to go through every section of the manual and read through that, or use the help text content. Let's move on to the next section.